We are joined by a senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He's a Hall of Fame voter. He is a co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. He is Therese Paylor. Therese, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for the vine, man. I grew up listening to you as a teenager in Detroit. You're actually one of the reasons I decided to get into sports media, man. So it's an honor to be in the jungle, and I'm pumped to be here.
Therese, my man, that's really nice of you to say. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate hearing that, and I appreciate you. All right, so the Houston Texans had themselves a busy weekend. Let's go back. Yeah. What was your reaction when you heard about the Texans sending Jadeveon Clowney to Seattle for Barkevious Mingo, Jacob Martin, and a third-round pick?
Well, the initial reaction is John Snyder still has his fastball. Of course, that's the general manager of the Seattle Seahawks. I love the deal for Seattle. I know they're not going to – they promise not to franchise Clowney. I get it. But he's playing for money, and I've got a saying. The contract year in the NFL is undefeated. Clowney is a good football player. He's a great run defender, and he's above-average pass rusher. And I'm convinced we haven't seen his best pass rush season yet. But I bet you see it this year because he's playing for money. So I like the deal for Seattle. I thought they gave up two used parts and a third-round pick for a player who's really going to help that defense this year. You know, they're trying to make the Super Bowl. You know, for Houston, it goes back to one big problem I have with those guys, and it's that they didn't trade this franchise player that they liked but didn't love before the draft. And you have to do that so that you make sure there's a market, number one, and B, if there are other teams who are interested in that player, you give them muffs to hammer out an extension with that player, right? But if you trade a franchise player after the July 15th deadline to do that, your return is going to be limited in what you can get. So there are some reasons they did it, and I can get into that if you want. But on the surface, that was the big problem I had with it. They didn't get rid of this guy they liked but didn't love in March or April, like the Chiefs and Seahawks did with Frank Clark and D. Ford.
In fact, I was going to ask you about that. Therese Paylor is my guest because they did not do exactly what you just said. They backed themselves into a corner. So when you compare how Seattle handled things with Frank Clark and how Houston handled things with Clowney, how much worse does it make Houston look?
It's bad. I mean, look, the Chiefs did the same thing with D. Ford, you know? They got these guys out of here, and they got more than the third-round pick that Houston got for Clowney. So on the surface, you know, just dollar for dollar in a vacuum, that's a problem. Now, I get why they did the trade because it's a weird deal. Like, the Clowney trade in a vacuum wasn't good for them, but if you take everything they did, it's kind of like they made a three-way trade, right? Like, it's kind of like they got better. Stills is going to help them on the outside. Laremy Tunsil is one of the best young tackles in football, and they've got him under club control for two more years. That's a good thing. You know, like, that helps him. That helps them this year. But the problem is they didn't maximize every piece of it, and that's why they've been getting killed.
All right, so they have Tunsil under contract, but at the same time, they gave up a lot to get him. Now, again, we understand why they did this, right? They've got to get some protection for Deshaun Watson, but because they did not get him to commit to a long-term contract, how much leverage does he have right now?
Well, he has some leverage, but he's under contract for 2 years, and then they can also franchise him after that. So, you know, he's going to be wanting to get paid too. And given what they've given up for this guy, like, they're going to be looking to pay him. He'll be the league's highest paid tackle. You know, I'm sure that that's something that's going to end up coming down the road, right? So, like, look, you'd rather, like, have it done, you know, as soon as possible. But, you know, I do think that if Houston makes that trade like they did, they're going to do it because they know they're going to be able to re-sign that guy when the time comes. So I'm actually going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that. You know, you can't give up all that capital, which I also think is a good trade for Miami, but you can't give up all that capital without getting that deal done. He will get signed at some point. And I do think, you know, this is going to be a trade that's going to help them for years down the line.
Therese Paylor joining us. All right, then, let me ask you this. LeSean McCoy signed with Kansas City over the weekend. Given the relationship between McCoy and Andy Reid, how do you like that fit for him and for the Kansas City offense?
I really like it. I really like it. You know, watching some tape of McCoy last season. Look, he's not what he used to be. But how many of us are? You know, when right. We're 31 compared to when we were 25. You know, he still has the ability to kind of make people miss in a phone booth and in space. And I think his ability to catch the ball is really going to be helpful in Andy Reid's offense. I think the Chiefs are going to throw it around a lot. You know, I still think Damian Williams is the guy, but I think he's going to end up sharing it to a pretty decent degree with Shady McCoy, and the guy who really takes a back seat is Darwin Thompson. Now, he'll mix in a little bit, but, you know, my guess is it's a 60-40 split between Williams and McCoy, Williams getting the 60%. And McCoy's really going to help this team, though. You can't have enough depth at running back, and we know the Chiefs have a very dangerous offense. They're going to throw it a lot, including pass it to their backs, and Shady can still do all that. Even if he's not the all-pro player he used to be, he can still do all that and be a very good piece of what should be another killer offense by Andy Reid.
Terrez Paylor making a jungle debut today. He joins us for a few more moments. Now, the Chargers reportedly were also interested in McCoy. You reported recently that Melvin Gordon's been given permission to seek a trade partner. How would you describe then the situation now between Gordon and the Chargers?
It's tepid. You know, whenever a team gives a player the ability to go seek out a trade, you know, it kind of says, hey, you know, go do what you want to do. Go do what you can do. We're betting that you can't. But all the player can do, if no one's really biting, is saying, okay, then I'm not coming. And that looks like where we're at right now. I got to be honest, Jim, I don't love it for the Chargers. You know, that was a team that went 12-4 last year. You know, we've had a lot of discussion about Melvin Gordon's contract. He makes them a better offense. I think we've kind of forgotten that. And look, the other backs on the roster are capable, but, you know, Melvin is a special player. He's a good player. But from a business perspective, I get what they're doing. He's had injury issues. You know, like, I get it. I get it. But I'm just talking about on the field in 2019. I can hear you.
Good. All right, so finish your thought on Gordon the Chargers. In fact, let me ask you this. If you had to predict, what is the most likely outcome? Does he play in week one? Does he continue to hold out, or is he traded?
My hunch is that he misses week one, and this could stretch for a little bit unless something develops on the trade front that we aren't privy to yet.
We'll see about that. One more thought before you go. You spent some time with the Vikings earlier in camp. Mm-hmm. What was your sense as the vibe around that team and around Kirk Cousins in particular?
Yeah. Jim, 100%. They're putting their eggs in the Kirk Cousins is going to be better because of Gary Kubiak and play action basket. And it's not just Gary Kubiak. Kevin Stefanski is going to be a head coach in this league sooner rather than later. He just has the look of one. And I think him and Kubiak get along, and they both understand the importance of leaning on the run game and the play action. And a big part of that's going to be the first-round center, Garrett Bradbury. They talk about him in ways that remind me of the ways the Colts talked about Quentin Nelson last year, which is high praise, but it's true. They think the offensive line is going to be a lot better. They think they're going to run the heck out of the ball. They think Cook is going to have a huge season, and that's going to help Cousins because they're going to play action teams to death. And they're going to get, they think they can get more value on Cousins by playing to his strengths. So we're going to have to see if it works. But I do think that's a team that will certainly finish above 500 and be right in the mix to win the NFC North.
All right, so one quick follow. I hear what you're saying about that. But, you know, there's this rap about Cousins that's getting louder and louder, that he puts up good numbers, but he can't win big games and he can't beat good teams. When you talk to him about what people say he can't do, what was his response?
It was actually pretty classic. He said, you know, if people say I'm not Aaron Rodgers and they say I'm not Patrick Mahomes, you're right. I'm not those guys. I haven't done what those guys have done on tape. But he does get upset when people say what he can't do, and it's not true. And he doesn't think that he thinks that just because he isn't Rodgers or Mahomes, yeah, he thinks that just because he's not those guys, that doesn't mean that he won't be able to lead the Vikings to the Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, we'll have to see.
He is a senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He is a Hall of Fame voter. He is the co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. Terrez Paylor making a jungle debut. Terrez, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you, and I know that won't be the last time.
Thanks for the vine, Jim. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, man. Be good. Good talking to you. Terrez Paylor, senior NFL writer for Yahoo Sports.